Well, I'm asking about intent. Is the intent that an interim executive director could implement this policy, or is it only reserved for a permanent executive director?
Oh, no. Executive directors, as well as interim directors, don't get to do jack shit.
What was that again?
I believe that's the standing policy.
There is currently a foundation policy and procedure with regard to the powers of the interim executive director. It does not include hiring and firing authority.
That's right.
Really? Like, we have to give authority to somebody to make decisions on behalf of... I am speaking out of turn, and I apologize.
Oh, no, go ahead, because we need to resolve this so we can suspend the rules for the next 5 minutes and then take care of this. Please, go ahead.
I just really feel like, you know, the rules are in place, and they've been in place to keep anybody from having the authority to make the decisions on behalf of the foundation without the recommendation of the National Finance Committee and everybody else, i.e. everybody. But we need to put policies in place, and we need to make recommendations to allow people that are given the job responsibility of being our executive director or our interim executive director, the opportunity to make the decisions that are in the best interest of the foundation. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Who's next? Who would like to speak? We have another 3 minutes.
Brian here. Can we vote on it?
Is there any other discussion?
Yeah, I just want to clarify intent. I didn't get an answer to that question.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is this meant to apply to interims as well as permanent? There is a difference in the bylaws between what interims can do and what permanent EDs can do.
Okay, so should we just put in the language permanent executive director?
Yeah.
Shall we add that language, Terry?
We can.
Okay, Lonnie, would that help?
Yeah, that would help, but it makes the distinction that the bylaw makes.
Okay, Terry, would you like to do that?
Okay, would you like a rereading?
Please.
After all the whereases, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board gives specific authorization to its permanent executive director to effect such staffing reductions at any Pacifica unit as he or she deems necessary for the financial health of the foundation, pursuant to the normal authorities and responsibilities of a chief executive officer and in compliance with established foundation policies and procedures.
Okay, is there further discussion on this? Lonnie, do we have anyone has concerns? We have another minute of where the rules have been.
I think that improves it, but I still plan to disavow the vote on this. I cannot. Good content. I don't think it's properly coming from this committee. So anyway, people know my view.
Thank you. Okay, so let's go to we'll go back on the Roberts rules. Okay. So is there further discussion on the motion? There are objections to the motion?
Yes, I have an objection.
Okay, so
Madam Chair, I'd just like to have the record show that I disavow the vote.
Okay, that you disavow the vote. Okay, shall we vote?
I don't know how to put that in the minutes except by recording the vote.
Yeah, you can do that.
I'm going to record the vote. Well, you record. Yeah, we recorded it as a roll call.
So, Dave Adelson, absent. Rudy Bediako.
Yes.
I didn't hear that vote.
Oh, yes.
That's a yes. Brian Edwards Speaker.
Yes.
Yes. Jane Gatewood.
Yes.
Yes. Terry Goodman votes yes. Lonnie Hicks?
No.
Votes no. Sandra Rawline?
I vote yes.
Yes.
Disavow for the record.
Okay.
As Secretary, I don't know. With consent of the body, I can put in the minutes that the CFO disavows the vote, but there's no procedural...
That's important on the California.
There are objections to this? I hear none. I hear none. Okay, the motion has been...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses, 1 no.
Okay, thank you for giving us the record on the vote. Is there other comments? Are there other items that we'd like to address at this time?
Move to adjourn, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. There's been a move to adjourn. Are there objections? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Look forward to talking with you in the new year.